Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting second, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third, the first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Edmondson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Edmondson. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting third, the right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Lazarek. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, George Lazarek. And now, play ball. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to third. May moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. One out. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. George Lazarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazarek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hopkins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Kubiak moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to home to get Kubiak. Jackson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Cater reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. There goes Bando trying to get to home. Melton throws the ball into Hermann, who tags Bando, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson is 0 for 1 in the game. Edmondson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bravo hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roof is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Rudy pinch hits for George Lazarek. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Phil Roof. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Odom goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kubiak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Kubiak reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson is walked intentionally. Dan Osinski now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Walt Williams pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 3 in the game. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Sechrist now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Haney moves to second. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. May reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing second base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-4 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Bando moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sechrist fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-4 in the game. Bravo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bravo moves to second. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Bravo scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Ken Berry pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Pete Ward. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.